We are in middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Erevin, Shin Pei Beis, page 498, Rish Mem Tesam Beis. The Simon is talking about Amdiris in the Yehudi, if the residence of a non-Jew is Ma'akevus Be'eruvai, gets in the way of making an Erev by Chav Sifim, and there's 20 paragraphs. Sif Aleph, Hadarim Akam B'chatzim, someone lives with a non-Jew in the courtyard, in Oysalav, doesn't make it forbidden on him, Ajiyu Shnei Yisraelim De'arim, until you have two Jews living, B'shnei Batim in two homes, and then they make a forbidden one on the other. So when you have two Jews, so you have to make an Arab, then the non-Jew makes a forbidden on them. It's not effective that the non-Jew could do like the Jew could do and just nullify his property. No. Rather, they have to go ahead and rent from him. Says the Mishnah, Sibkat and Alt. If someone lives with a non-Jew in the Chatzur, Eino Isulab does not make a forbidden on them. The Meikar Adim, because from the primary halacha, Adidas Akum in the Chashabadira. The residence of a non-Jew is not considered as a residence to say, like, oh, it's not a Rishus HaYachid, and like the whole halach of Eir, when you have two people living there, it could get confused with Rishus HaRab. Because it's like no other residence. El, the Chacham Gazru, it's just a Chacham made a Gezer. Did they also love that he should make a forbidden on him, Kadesh Loyadu Imoy, so that he doesn't live with him, because then Yilmam Meis if I come to learn from his actions. But they only made a Gezer, it's something that's common. The Hain that is B'makam Shdorm Kam Yisrael, in the place where there's many Jews living over there. But not when there's only one house. It's not common that one Jew should live amongst the non-Jews by himself. Because they would suspect regarding murder, and you wouldn't want to be a lone Jew there. So therefore they only made it by something that's common, which is more than one Jew. Sivkat and Beis, that is in Bishnei Batim in two different homes. But if the two Jews live in one house, there's many people, even if each one eat independently, they consider it as one, and it's still not forbidden. With the non-Jew living over there, the Sharatin is based. Look at Pima Gadon. That is not sure a little bit. If it's Dafka two homes or the same thing as two rooms, since they make a forbidden one than the other. But according to the Magen Avraham, it's obvious that two rooms are considered like two homes. Look over there. That's the same for the Milagoyin in his beer. Sivkot and Gimel. And so it's only when there's two Jews in two homes, Voisim Zalzan, they make a forbidden on the other, then the non-Jew makes a forbidden. Afuka is coming to exclude the Malkum Shein Moisim Zalzeh, and a place where they don't make a forbidden one the other. What does that mean? For example, let's say a father, Ubanim, and he has his son, Shubakab and Pras Mita, that they get a stipend from him. Shein Tzrikhal Arif, that Allah does not require them to make an Eruv. Afilim Durm Kalech Abbas, but they ask, even if each living in their own home, can move over some Shanayan like we see in Shanayan, I enjoy looking over there. So, regarding this, in Akum Moisim Aleim, so the non Jew does not make a forbidden on them, even if he lives in his own home. And therefore they don't have to do the renting of the property, which is this halacha we're discussing here in this siman from the non-Jew. Shartin Ayis Gimel says, because it's like as if there's only one Jewish house over here. He says, this that I wrote that by brothers that receive a stipend, that's in the words of the Beisayson. He says, look at the domestic Eliezer, Sivkat Vav, that he asked in this halacha, where does he get to be lenient regarding this? And the Rambam and other places doesn't mention only when they're dependent on one table, and not when they eat in two homes, that they're not considered totally as the one house. And the proof is that if they transport the Eruv to a different place, in such a case, each one has to make the own Eruv, the way it's brought in Shinai Tzav, hey, look within the mystical Yezid is lengthy. I would, the words of Chubut Rush, it sounds a little bit like the words of Beisayisiv and Tzachin requires further analysis. Sivkat and Dalad. So then, when there's two different homes, two different Jews, then the non-Jew makes a forbidden on them, that is Shalol Yoel Eruv, and Shemar by a name, meaning even if they made an Eruv, that the Eruv is not going to work, until they rent the property of the non-Jew. Sivkat and Hay. And Veinam Ayubachu, it's not effective that the non-Jew could just be Mevatel as Rishus. It might be so, like by a Jew, Shalay Eruv and Menechatz, that if he did not join with the Eruv, that Shemavat Rishus just nullifies his property. Kedil Hatir, to permit Shor B'nei Chatzal Talzah to let all the other members of the courtyard to carry and Mavur, like we saw B'Simishim Pei. But Tam D'Leman, the reason why it's not effective, Shem Neratzik Chacham Nachukei, because the sage wanted to distance the Yeretz Yisrael B'Na'akim, the residents of a Jew from the non-Jews. Lachich Mir, therefore they were stringent, they didn't like to come, that there's no remedy at Sheiskim Yemen until you rent from him. Ma'ach HaShakim, in the Yeretz Laskim B'Na'akim, since the non-Jew not going to easily rent his property, Yisrachik HaYisrael M'lot Yimoy, the Jews are going to distance from living with him, because they should, yes, I love it, that it shouldn't make forbidden to carry on Shabbos in the common areas.
Sivkat and Vav. So since Bittel doesn't help, Ella rather talks she asks him, rather he has to rent his property from him. Now, Elaine, regarding Mahani She'ela, if borrowing is effective, told the B'shtei Adeis that it depends on the two opinions of Mabubis of Yud Beis. Well, they Rishayin Hashem, according to the first opinion of the Elo Mahani, it's not going to be effective. Be'alacha, the Maskel Azanachi Oysaleim, that if there are two Jews in two homes, and they would be prohibited without an Erev, then even when the Erev, the non-Jew makes it forbidden on them. Not Pashid, that it doesn't make it forbidden on them, only to carry out from their homes and from the house of the non-Jew to the Chatzar or to the Mavi. But in the Chatzar itself, or in the Mavi, the vessels that start off Shabbos inside them, for sure it's permitted to move them, just like it is with Yisrael without non-Jews. And we don't find the non-Jews come to be stringent. To the contrary, Mikadin, the non-Jew should not even be able to make it forbidden at all. Rather, it's only in the place where the two Jews, the Chum equated the residence of the non-Jew to a residence of a Jew. And that's also a simple understanding of the Braisa of Samuel Beis at the end of Amen Av. That's also the Lashon and Rashi over there in the Mishnah and Tav Samuel Beis. Doesn't pick only to carry out from the house to the Chatzar. That's what's explicitly in this Siman and Sivchav and the Ramah, and like he's lengthy in the Beis book over there. That's what's written over there in the Be'ar Gra. And we wrote all this to exclude from the words of Ma'aril and the Tshuva, which is brought in the Brahman, Shin Samach Gimel, Chidush Vig in the Siman that he writes, that in the place where there's Akum, where there's non-Jews, Chama made the Chatzar like a Carmelist that's forbidden to carry more than Dalai Ramas. And the Din, it seems Pasha not to be strange regarding this, because the Magen Rambam himself writes in Siman Shin Samach Gimel that we only have the words of the Shulchan Aruch, who does not hold like that. Look over there, and also the Gemara Mekiva Egin, his Chidushim writes, and simply that the Akum is not more Chama than the Yisrael, like we wrote before, and that's also a Pidin Pri Magen Mishpat Zav, besides all the Rais he said that I wrote before. It doesn't work for the non-Jew to be mevatel as Rishos. Same thing is, it's not effective if the Jews are mevatel their Rishos to the non-Jew, says the Rambam. The Maskel Tzorch Shaskiur, rather you have to rent from him his property. Shachanach does not explain if the rental from the non-Jew has to be before the Ribach Tzeris, specifically, or it could even be afterwards. And this is says the Gemara, Ein Erev Moi B'Mokum Akum Daf Samach Beis, that the Erev does not help when there's a non-Jew. That is when they don't rent from him at all. It was not the case when they subsequently do rent from him, at least at the time when the Erev takes effect, which is Ben Hashmashes, it already was rented from the non-Jew, then it's going to be effective. Now, this is says in the Gemara, Dam Samach Vav, Samach Vav Med Aleph. Sounds like from that wording that in the beginning they make an Erev together and they're all like one. And then afterwards one rents for them all, just like regarding when one makes an Erev for them all, that's dafka in such a case, as Rashi explains over there, and that's also in Shulchan Aruch and Shinayin Beis, Sif Gimel and Ramah. Over the Paiskim, you see on this halacha the opposite, that in the beginning you rent and then you make an Erev. Sounds like that is precisely they write this wording to instruct us to halacha, then begin you have to make a schiris and then make the Erev. And that's the sound like the Bahag, which is words I brought in the smag, and these words are like this. The Masad Akim, if it's a place of a non-Jew, this, but you have to rent the rights of every non-Jew that's there. So now it all belongs to the Jews. And then they make the Erev. That's what seems the wording in the Tashbats that he writes, that after you rent from him, the Jews make an Erev with the bread. So sounds like from the words of them all that you have to make the schiris before. However, you could say that this, the medactic that the schiz says should be before, is only regarding the ketchila. Now, the ketchila, for sure, you shouldn't make the Erev before the rental, because maybe the non-Jew is not going to want to rent it afterwards. And obviously, you're not make a bracha then on the Erev, because presumably we say that the non-Jew is not going to want to rent it. I can think about bringing Nav Samach Beis. That the Akim is not going to want to rent it, and therefore the Erev is going to be bottled, because the Erev is not effective when there's a non-Jew. But with the Eved, when they already made the Erev, possibly they would agree that it would be effective, because at the end they rented it from him. Well, Chayri could prove that even the evidence of Ma'akif, from this it brought later on Sibu Zayin, that if they rented from the non-Jew for a specific amount of time, when the time is up, and they have to go back and rent it a second time, you have to go back and make an Erev, and you don't say that the first Erev is Chayri Zavneh, that it gets reawakened. It's obvious from this that the first Erev gets totally bottled. And that's because right now it's before this case, and it's not effective. And obviously because it's not Shaykh, a name of Erev at all, at a time when you didn't rent at all from the non-Jew. But in truth, even from there, there's no full proof that you could be inclined and say that there it's different, because since they rented initially from him for a specific time, and therefore also the Erev was not made from the beginning just for that time, because when the time of the schiris is over, the Erev is not going to be effective. It's as if they stipulated that they're not making an Erev only for a specific time, and therefore you have to make a new Erev afterwards. For this reason, it's possible to say that even according to the Raiva that disagrees in this halacha, brought in Shin Pei Gimel, and he holds that if they made an Erev from the beginning, and the Akum comes to Shabbos, that the Erev gets reawakened after they rent from him, that's tafka over there, where it's not for sure that the non-Jew is going to come on Shabbos, and the Erev was made from the beginning in a hechsher for the whole Shabbos, which is not the case over here, that for sure the time of Shiris is going to be ending, so therefore the Erev is totally bottled when the time is over, and it doesn't get reawakened afterwards when they make a new rental. And that removes the question of Magad Abram over there, because afterwards they found that that's how he comes out, Bepshitas in the Save Atzal Moigam over there, which is not the case over here. When they, at the time when they gathered the bread and they put it for the purpose of the Erev, that was with the intention of renting from the non-Jew before Shabbos, and that's what they did. It's possible it would be effective according to everyone, because it was made for the purpose of Erev for this Shabbos. from Simishim Pei Gimel that you see over there that the Erev that they make before the Schiris is bottle when the non-Jew comes, that's not a Raya, because over there, that's when he comes on Shabbos, and they did not rent from him from before Shabbos. At the time when the Erev took effect, which is by Benish Mashas, it wasn't rented from the non-Jew. And since it was designated that he could come on Shabbos, it gets revealed retroactively that the Erev was not meant to last the way the place came right over there, which is not the case over here, that by Benish Mashas, at the time when the Erev took effect, it already, you had the Schiris from before and appropriately. And therefore the Erev takes effect then also. It says afterwards they found in Nahar Shalom and Shin Pei Gimel that is a client also that in such a case that they rented from the non-Jew before Shabbos, even if they made the Erev from the beginning, it's effective, and that's something from the word in Chai Adam and from the Lashon Atzei Amogim. Look over there. It says besides all this, it's logical that the Erev would work with the Eved, at least that they were partners in the bread of the Erev by Benesh Mashas and brought in Shin Samach Vav Sef Yud Av, that even if they did not put the bread for the purpose of the Erev, it's also effective when they're partners in the bread. As we see later on in Siva Zayin, you could say that this that's written in Shulchan Aruch that you have to go back and make an Erev, that's only Ketchila, that you have to go ahead and now put it right now for the purpose of Erev, that bread or some other bread, and make a bracha like the Chazal Masakim, because it was bottled the name of the Erev from that bread when the time is up. But the Yevid, when Shabbos started and they didn't make any new remedy, you could rely on that bread, because they're all partners in it. He says, I found the Beis Meir that it means with Tzachin on this Sivab, because at least they're partners in the bread from before Shabbos, and the Raya that they bring from Rashi and Pergadar, which is the Alacha Shachadar Chazim Hashem Pei Gimel, there is not Toma only when you're renting on Shabbos, and by Benish Mashas, there was no Erev that was fit to be there as Burton Tasis, and obviously. On Shabbos, the Erev cannot take effect. But if they rented from before Shabbos, that svar would apply. So Tzarchin, that's his words. Now, according to what we're saying, since the his question is answered. The Bidi Evan, also Shulchan Aruch would agree that it's effective. And it's not talking only the Mitzvah Erev, like Ketchila. So what comes out from all this, like Ketchila, according to everyone, you have to make the Schiris from the beginning and then the Erev. If they want to make the Erev from the beginning, you not make a bracha. That would be the Evan. It's logical. It would be an Erev, even if they make the Schiris afterwards, since at the time of Ben Hashemashas, the time when the Erev takes effect, the Schiris was already done. The Bimaskal Mimeno, that you can't have him be Mevatel Shabbos, you have to rent it from him, and then the non-Jew is as if he's a guest by them, says the Rambam. Says the Be'alach, you should know that Rabbi Yonison, you see that even a matana, a gift, is not effective. It has to be rental. And the Chayotim quotes, it seems obvious. There's talking about a weak gift, like this that we say regarding the Schiris, like it's a weak type of rental. But if he gives a full-fledged gift, totally written in court, obviously it would be effective. And this, the Chum did not require matana, because they didn't want to be stringent so much that non-Jews not want a gift over, a total gift of his whole property. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number one, so they said at a previous time, the Chubis Ginz Radim says, in our times, it's not applicable, the reason of the Tekan of Schiris, because the whole Tekan of Schiris was made so that Jews don't live amongst non-Jews. In our times, where we're totally intermingled and assimilated amongst the non-Jews, our whole panos is from them. We don't have any fields and vineyards and halavai that when we're living amongst them, that we find some favor in their eyes, and halavai we get a panos at the minimum. It comes out that, you see, the Gezer Chacham is weak in our hands. Somewhat similar to what says Teisa Bar Metzia, regarding the prohibition of lending with ribbis, that now that we're amongst the Gentiles, we can't really make money anywhere if we don't if not money lenders. And you can't make ribbis forbidden from the concern that we might learn from their actions more than some other business, and that's how the Torah passes in the Yeridei and Kuvna Tes. So therefore he says you could be lenient in this takana in the place where there are tzedadim to be makel. Chubis Teres Nisanel combines this svara like a sniff to be makel. Now in the Chubis Chasam Zeva writes that even in today's times, that the reason of the takana would not be applicable, you cannot permit an Eiv without Schiris, because it's Davish of a Minyan, something that the Sanhedrin made, then you need something of that equivalent to permit that. And also, Chubis Bachar Bachayim is Lamfid, not to be lenient in any way, even in today's times. Beis Meir writes that Chalila to be, heaven besake to be lenient in a place where all the Paiskim are Saisim with the Machmer, for sure, it's appropriate to be Noig to rent in all places. However, B'shas Yitzchak says, when it's not possible in any other way, it would seem that it's better to make Eiv without Schiris than not having Eiv at all, because if not, most definitely people are going to be carrying without an Eiv at all. Jewish Levi is inclined to be leaning like the Shita in a place where is a Mechal Shabbos Lahachas, that he does not want to rent his Rishos, and also he can't rent from any of his members of his team. And the same Yerach Kodesh in the Mamikdash, he writes that regarding Yerushalayim, Yerach Kodesh, that since it's a mitzvah to live over there, it's possible to Mechadish that they were not masakin of it, the halacha of Schiris of Rishos from Menachem. He concludes, but we never heard anyone make such a difference, and it was always in Yerushalayim that they had the minik to be Seich Rishos. This number two, to live with Yisrael that does averis in the public, Kavachayim writes that's forbidden because you have to be concerned you might learn from his actions like an achri. This number three, We continue, you might learn from his actions. And even if it's a Talmud Chacham, it's forbidden. And even though regarding borrowing, lending to a non-Jew with ribbis, the Gemara in Bava Tzedek Ayinav says the Talmud Chacham is permitted to lend him. Because the reason why the Chacham said it's forbidden to lend a non-Jew on interest is so that you don't learn from his actions. And since it's Talmud Chacham, I can learn from his actions. That's how Shulchan Aruch Pasuk in the Yeridei Kovnan says. The Nachlas Tzvi writes, you can be mechalik based on the words of the Rambam and Hilchos Ma'aleiva, that he explains that the reason why the Talmud Chacham, they weren't graded by ribbis, is because he's not accustomed to be by the Nachri. He's not going to learn from him. If that's the case, where he lives with him, he's going to be ruggled by him, and therefore, even the Talmud Chacham is a concern that he might learn from his actions. There's number four. In the case where all the Jews are living only in one house, Chaznish writes, Chacham will not gezer at all. And since the residence of a Nachri is not really Dira, you're allowed to carry out even from the house of the non-Jew to the Chatzar, and also from the Chatzar to his house. There's number five. If they're living in two rooms, so later on, Sifkat Ayin Hey, we see that the halacha is like living in two homes, that they make a forbidden one on the other. But that's the case. Even the non-Jew is going to make it problematic on them. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes and the Kav HaChaim. However, they write that if they're living in one room and you just have like a curtain between them to be discreet, and it's not there permanently, which in such a case explains Shulchan Aruch and Shinayin Sif Dal that the Israel don't make a forbidden one on the other, so then the non-Jew won't make a forbidden on them. Dish number six, if in one room in the chatzar there lives one Jew, and in the other room there lives a non-Jew and a Jew together, Chaznish writes, you would have to rent the reshus of the Nachri. There's number seven, where we said that even if there are many people in one house, they're all like one. Now, even in such a case that they're not afraid of the non-Jew, the Aruch HaShulchan explains that this thing itself, that two homeowners are living in one room, is also not common, and they weren't gezer in such a case. There's number eight, a Jew that has a non-Jewish live-in, servant, Prima Gadim writes that he makes it forbidden, and you have to rent from him the reshus that he lives over there. Marsham asks that in Shin Ayin Sevav, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, if someone has five slaves that receive from him a stipend or a student by his Rebbe, they don't make it forbidden one on the other. So why would a Masharis Nachri make it forbidden? Also, why don't we say that he's not renting him his house, that he should make it problematic on him, the way the Ramah Paskin's over here? Chuvus Marsham answers that the words of Prima Gadim were said in the case that he designated for his caretaker a room, and he cannot remove him from there. And he can't even switch him and remove him to another room. And that's why he makes it prohibited. And he concludes with a tzarchin on the stimus of the words of placing regarding this. There's number nine, regarding rooms or residences that are rented to a non-Jew on Erev Pesach to exempt from Bedikas Chametz. The Sefer Chachmas Lev writes that the non-Jew does not make it forbidden because of the Schiris. And that's based on what's written in Shuvas Arash, and Shuvas Arash, and Achreinim, that if the non-Jew does not eat his bread over there, it does not make it forbidden, even though he sleeps over there, and he does all his other needs. For sure, in this rental, that the non-Jew doesn't have, because of that, any rights to eat in these rooms, we're just renting him the rooms, only that he could keep his Chametz over there. And Shuvas Dibur Malkiel brings that the Achreinim that hold that if someone rents a room that has Chametz to a non-Jew, that the Chatzah becomes forbidden to carry because of that. It comes out over there that if you're only renting and not selling, the non-Jew does not make it prohibited. How to qualify this? Chaznish writes that the issue of carrying because of the Tekana of Erev Chatzeris does not depend on the Kinyan Mammon, rather it depends on literally where he's living. Some of this is written in Shuvas Tashbatz regarding a bakery of a non-Jew that is in a Jewish neighborhood, and the baker has a house elsewhere, that's where he eats his bread after he finishes baking, that the bakery is not considered the place of his bread, even if he eats there like as he's snacking. Dish number 10, Mishpura says, yeah, because the non-Jew is not going to want to easily rent. That's what Chum actually made it, that you have to rent. The reason it's brought in the Gemara Irvin of Samachvei is that the non-Jew is concerned for sorcery, for witchcraft. Ben Yoyin's number explains that the non-Jew does not understand why does a Jew have to rent from him his reshus, and it's not enough to just mivatel his reshus, and therefore he thinks that the Jew is intended to do some type of witchcraft. However, Rashi explains the Chumul Masakin to rent his reshus so that the Jew does not learn from his actions, and therefore they were matriach, and they cause a loss for the Jew that lives in him, so that it should be difficult for him to have to give the rental every single week. Karen Ura asks, why didn't Rashi explain because the non-Jew is concerned for sorcery as brought in the Gemara? And the answer is based on what the Rush writes in the Kabbalah of the words of Rashi, that this that you have to rent from the non-Jew every single week from new is because since the non-Jew is going to back out from his schiris because he's concerned for sorcery, comes as really all the same reason. Rosh Hashanah writes that the two reasons are appropriate because if you rent from a non-Jew less than the Shavuot Pruta, then Nachri is going to be concerned for a kishuv. because he knows by a Jew, less than Shabbat Pritz is not considered as money. So he thinks that what just that the Jew is not taking from him a gift is because he's doing some type of kishrus. If he's going to rent from him more than Shabbat Pritz, the non-Jew is going to back out every single week, so that the Jew is going to have to rent from him from new and he could gain some money. Dish number 11, regarding the question, if you have to make appropriate mechitzas before you rent from the non-Jew, the Eli Rabbi writes, Nem Nachlis Svi, that since the skivis is not effective only in a city that's surrounded with a wall, and that the doors are appropriate to be closed at nighttime, therefore, if there are breaches, you have to first be mesakin the mavi with appropriate mechitzin, only after that to rent from the non-Jew. Look at the Kavachayim. Other than Chuba Sebi Yeshua writes, that it's not Dominican, that's Rabbi Yashavos instructed, that it's possible to rent the Rishos and Nachi even before you mesakin mechitzis kedin. There's number 12, Chaznish is inclined that borrowing without a kinyan is not effective according to all opinions. It's only borrowing with a kinyan is possible that would be effective according to all opinions instead of renting from the non-Jew. Dish number 13. The get of the Kanz Chazal to rent the Rishos of the Nachri, Chaznish writes, has to be that the Jew has a right in the courtyard from the power of the residence of the non-Jew. In such a case, Chom Mafki the Gezer from the Dir of the Nachri. And with that, he explains why by a chassid that the Israel Menachri are shutvin in that, you have to rent the Rishos of Nachri. And if it would be, if the Jew would borrow from the Nachri a Rishos in his chatzur to put up with an object, that would be enough. What's worse? The Rishos that he has to utilize from his own power of the partnership of using the chatzur. By default, you have to say that partners, that you don't have the schus b'shishtamshas from the Koyach of the Nachri, it's only from his own power. Then you have to rent from the Rishos of the Nachri. This is number 14. When you rent from him, his Rishos is brought in Beis Yesid, that also the Rishos of his Bayis is included. And it's not similar to be Mevatel Rishos that we saw in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Pei Seval, that Rishos of his Bayis is not included in the Bittel, because someone's Mevatel does it begrudgingly. And therefore, the Rishos of his Bayis is not included in the Bittel, which is not the case by Sirius, which when you're renting, so then the person does it generously. Dish number 23. Ba'alocha said you can rely on the bread because they're all partners, so by default. Now, if afterwards there are residents that get added on, or if you don't have them all partners in one bread, it's just that each one gives his own loaf, even though they're not particular one on the other, Chaznish writes that then that would not be effective to be considered as an Erev after the Schiris, and they would have to designate it subsequently again for the purpose of being Erev. Now, when one is Mezakeh, his bread to all his neighbors, not for the purposes of an Erev, the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah brought over here in the Bi'alacha, and then Shinai Dal Sevkon Hei, is that the Halacha of the owner of the house that was a partner with his neighbors with the bread, is to rely afterwards on for the Erev, is also such a case. But the Chaznish is not sure regarding this. Is possible that only when each one brings his bread his own and the joints, that would be effective, even though it didn't have under the name of an Erev, but when one is Mezakeh from his bread to them all, it's not going to be effective if it did not take effect under the name of an Erev. In such a case, they would have to rent first so that it could take effect under the name of Erev on the bread. Maskana, the Chaznish regarding this Lalacha, is discussed in Sefer Tikkun Mevayis, Perek Tazayin. Dishra number 24. In the case, we said that, like a tchila, according to everyone, you have to make the skirus first and then make the Erev. The case where they did not make a brach on the Erev, for example, let's say weren't sure, maybe that they already made Erev v'chatzeres, so Zivich Chokmas Halev writes that they can make an Erev like a tchila before the skirus, because since the whole reason why you have to be renting first and then make the Erev is because before the rental you can't make a bracha, so if we not make the bracha, so then you're allowed to make the Erev before the skirus. Now, the Eitzim, to be zeich in the Erev before you rent from the non-Jew, he writes over there that not to put the Erev in this place until after the rental, then you can make the bracha after the schiris when you put in this place, as written Mishabur and Shin Samachvav Sef Kot Pei Aleph, and the Sharatzin over there brings the name of the preacher, that even like a tchila, you can make the bracha after the zikui before you put the Erev down in its place.